So we go with for the eternity, my. But I'm a ein toivruach nemucho nefshes falot mitamidos shavram avino. Ein rav ruach kevayam nefshes chava mitamidos shabilam arasha. So you have the different midas. Ve'elo shalosh midas matzano b'avram neshevach. Sharei, you find ein toiv b'avram this achnas asorach gramal chesed. Bezer b'vare midas ein toiv. But don't call a person was able to open up for other people and give of his things and so on. That's ayin toiv. Tim tzu by midas hanava she ruach nemucha shenem avanoichi ofa veifa umidas nefesh fola klaim shay mistapik b'shloi berach achasmada barei mi midas nefesh fola she amro yised michut atzorech v'chulu. So that's a pchina of nefesh fola, which is his top is muat. Harelo chafitz b'masha roilo. M'koloshka shel chafitz b'masha ein roilo. So those are the three midas, the makaris that we find over there. Hefach zev we find by Bilam. Umfarish b'medrash ein roa v'yisus sinav v'yaz shalshech neshvatov. Bikesh lachzim ein hara. Ruach gevoya me'en Hashem latisi lahalich imachem. Rakim chashuvim mikem. ולכן בולק חייסד לשלח לסום נכבוד עם אלו, נפש וחובה מיתן בולק מולי בייסי כסף וזוב. משפיר שעה שפיר שעתר. וכל אלו, so now, this point was that each one of these as a mid in its own right doesn't seem to be, you know, what's the right word for it? Meraps in Igra, like, you know, Seva, he's fine, he's nice. So he says that these are all midas that come from a certain pnimius. V'chol elo shlosh midas ros nimshoches acha nefesh bilam. These three midas ros are nimshach after nefesh bilam. She roichiv al ha'osin v'yabal asoynei k'moy shamanu. He had a kesha to it. K'me acha shel nafshoi chibu al ha'chomris. Okay, so the pshat was that his nefesh had in itself a chuk and a meshicha towards chayma. Now, let's understand something about, if we mentioned last time, the etzim inyan of rotten Shuka, Mishicha, what we would call in English ambition, are all nafshis to give me this. These are not inherent in Basa. A Bal Chai has needs. So Bal Chai is hungry, it's scared, it needs to mate. Those are all really tzrachim in it. The concept of ambition in Archava is not shaykh to Bal Chai. So the mida of it's a mida of Adam, one step above Chayma, that gives a person the sense of chuka, the sense of rotzen to do. But it depends really what that nefesh is miskasha to. If that nefesh is sort of it doesn't, it's not miskasha de chayma, so mele part of the she'ifa and the drive of the person will be to look for something beyond physical. There must be more to the world than the world. So that's taking the ruchnistika, the first ruchnistika level of person, which is ambition, chuka, and so on, and moving it towards a world that's ruchnias. There's a second echetimtza, and that is the person takes that nefesh and he attaches it to the chayma. And now, all of a sudden, he doesn't have enough chayma. He can have a house that's much bigger, much nicer, a car that's much better, and so whenever you have these midi that are nimshach, Adam, that to the nefesh, that's when you get something ra.
So,
Aber Kaedes Amides. So all of these three midos are midos that Adrabe, and the truth is that they are much worse because the person has a nefesh. In other words, had the person not had a nefesh, a bal chai, doesn't have any ayin ra, anything. As long as the bal chai himself fills up its stomach. So an ayin ra is somebody that everything that he looks at, he sees as him being a chaser. Whatever's laying around is, I'm missing it. His eyes obtifice it as being of a chisaron. So let's take what an anav is supposed to be like, and then we'll see what this is like. Imagine a person is given the ability to know all of Shas Baal Peh. If he learns all of Shas Baal Peh, he could be toifes it as a phenomenal maila. Look, Rabbeisai, I look at my accomplishment, look at my achievement. This is above and beyond, I have chivas. Or the person can say, if I was able to do it, this is what I was supposed to do. So this is my tafkid, and it's not better than you doing your tafkid just to learn a perek mishnayis, because that's all you're capable of doing. So Betzim, I don't feel, you know, like it says the Mishnah, and lamadata Torah harbal tachzik teva la'atzmecha. That is real anava. When there's no such, it's not possible that I have something to be misnase. I think I told over, you know, the person that I knew, my age, who was the giant, and unfortunately was killed, was Moshe Tversky. There was nobody, his peer, who had his hekif of everything, his what he knew, his midas emes, his midas istapkus, his midas ha'anava. It wasn't a person beyond, and they have a book about him, a malach now mitzvah, which is true. It's. I know it was a shachar mine. There was nobody who was killed or kiddush Hashem in Har Nof. But he once was. I mean, you know, he was up Friday night learning, and then Shabbos, and then Shal Shudas. He walked with his son. He used to go here at Tzvi Meyer in there. Like his son said something about this is like, you know, not human or whatever it is, and his father told him, "This is what I can do. So this is what I have to do. It's not. There's no such thing as." Be above and beyond and so much more. This is what I'm capable of doing. So this is what I'm supposed to do. That's all. It's not, you know, you measure yourself by yourself. So if, for somebody to feel that he has a lot, it's like somebody will go around and they'll say, ah, he's Mekana Demir Yeshiva. This guy's a small maisid, and because he raised $1 million, and Demir Yeshiva raised $40 million. So Mir Yeshiva is very wealthy, but Mir Yeshiva has exhaust $50 million, and you have exhaust $2 million. So what's the difference? There's no such thing as it being yeser. That's the pshat called yeser not l'dami. So anytime you feel a mountain has in itself a tsura kilu, I'm like everybody else plus. That's where you have, that's gavnunis. So just like a hunchback is not a maila teiva because he's carrying. A person who's tall is considered a maila. A person who's hunchback, it's because it's not mitzarif to his guf. So the extra added inches are not not they're not the goof, they're kind of on top of it, and that's where it comes chisaron. Arei lecha hein ha'ayin ha'rah ba'atzmai hein ruach gavoya chisaron. So both of them are chisaron because an ayin ra is somebody who walks around and whatever he sees in the bria, he dehairs as something that he's missing. He dehairs that it's something that it should be his and he doesn't have it. When I see it somewhere else, I immediately dehair, oh, I don't have it. The ruach gevoya is chisaron, like we said before. V'chema she'en nefesh b'olam rechava lekabel momen acha hoya zeh chisaron. So also, that was something that was kula chisaron that was, just one second, Dobby. Yeah.
Talking about later?
In 15 minutes?
Sure.
But not much more, not much later. You can hang around, but I just, I'm going to have after this. Before 7:15, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. The a person who is mistapik b'mu'ot, the mida mistapik b'mu'ot is not that he needs less to live on. Mistapik, the midah of Avraham Avinu was that he was self-sufficient. His metzias supplied his own needs. So the napi mekabel dava acher shusholim ba'atzmoi. Harei locha gimus is kul mar chisorim behedshim tzarachayim. So the hearing the self as sholim, and what I have is what I need, and what I need is what I have, that all goes in that midah. I read about Reb Shteyman, somebody, there was a karev from his, there was a karev from his wife's side, or a relative that al pidin is not a relative, left a Yerusha, and the government sent in that he's the closest of kin. There wasn't anybody else in line that was a Yerush, not Yedu. And if he wouldn't take it, I think it would go to government, something along those lines. It wasn't the pshat as him versus somebody else, it was him or nobody, kind of. And he didn't want to take it. And he said, if it's not magia to me, al pidin, then it's not mine. I want to live for mine. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for me, so anything al pidin is for me, That's for me. Something that's not for me, it doesn't belong to me. And you know, it's not but as gzeila didn't want to respect it, but as the inyan of being mistopic with what the Kaddish Baruch Hu has for me. So those things that halacha dictates for me, those things are mine batsim, and this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so this is me. It's mine. Anything else is coming from somewhere else, and it's not me. Okay. So as long as a person is this kind of choymer, since choymer has no, it's always bal chisaron, therefore he was a bal chisaron. I want to explain this also a little bit. Why choymer is always bal chisaron. In the chalukah between chomer and tzura, tzura by definition is magdir tachlis. Lemashal, in this table, so the wood is chomer, and the table shavoy is tzura. Wood itself is something waiting for something. It because wood itself has no tachlis, and it's only raw material, so wood is waiting for something. And it's a bal chisaron be'etzem, because it was created as a chitimtza. The way a nekeva is called nekeva al shem chisaron, because she's created for something. The tzura is something which is betzem a tachlis. A table is a tachlis. It's the wood is being used for something, and this is its use. So lemashal, when I take this wood, when I took the wood to make it into a table, I took the wood, I cut the feet, I attached them, and now I have a table. So tzura is always the tachlis hadava, and chomer is always hechetimtza. So anything that's nitfas as a hechetimtza, by definition, is a bal chisaron. He's waiting for something. So if a person if a person points in the right direction, then he becomes a sholem mikoyach b'teiz nizdabek to something else. So b'meila, none of the physical inyanim achasa anymore, and he's nizdabek to a world that's sholem. In as much as a person took that koyach of bikush, of chipus, and zika to shleimus, and he focuses it on the material world, he turns himself into somebody who is not sholem. Let's take a very simple example, a very simple way. When a dietitian is planning a meal for a chayla, so the dietitian has a list and he needs X amount of protein, X amount of these vitamins, et cetera, we'll mark off each one he has, we'll put it together on a tray, and hine, you have it. When a person is floating around a Viennese table, and he's looking to see what where his taiva will push him to eat. So there's no gvul to it. It there's nothing there that's going to satisfy his taiva. It's not the pshat is he was missing this piece of cake or that piece of ice cream, whatever it is. So there's not going to be any svia. I mean, when there's no more room left physically, when he stops being a bal chisaron because everything is stuffed up, he's going to stop. But there's no reason for him to stop because he put his mechuvin to something he has no milu. Taiva has no milu. So I'll eat another piece until it comes out of my nose. There's no other way to. There's nothing else that's going to stop it. My sheikh and a person whose achila is exactly uskimustin, like the case of the person where the dietitian says this is a chayla and he needs this, and that's it. So when he has whatever's a prerequisite, that is a milu, and that finishes the person. So he says, yeah.
The Quran is in the verses, the whole the Nakud of Kassan on Bilam Shaitas the Khoimer.
Yeah.
Shaila Nakhoila, I mean Mitzrayim historically was the first, and it was the whole Umm of Shlema that was Mavusas on Shaitas the Khoimer. Like the Gemara says, Paroi Hu Amo, Parma Shakta Amo. But they had nothing more in their lives than Taiva. Bilam was one individual. Nakhoila, if we're looking for the Shirish of people that lived a homeostic life, and fed everything, all the curses and nefesh just into chaimer, is Mitzrayim not a better?
So it's interesting. Bilam's problem was that he was mishatif the two together. In other words, there's a person that is a baal chaimer, and he's a simple person like a chamer. Seder, he wallows in chaimer, and that's that. There's a person who has kishroinus, and he's a bal nefesh, and he keeps wanting more and more, and he vents more and more stuff. There's a person that goes in, he eats his things, he's happy. There's another person that constantly is looking for where there's better food, for how to make a better food, for taiva, to constantly ramp up the taiva. In other words, a person can the shituf. Bilam was had a high darga of das and nefesh and whatever it is, and b'meila he was very ambitious, and because it was mechuba to chaimer, that's where you got the bed. A simple farmer, the pshat is he eats his barley, he eats his bean soup, he stuffs himself with some bread, he eats a big slice of avach, and he rolls over and it's good. He fakert, that was where you got the worst of both. It's mikoyach that he had bigger musagim that he harnessed it to worse thing. It's just like you'll take a person who has is not a big Baal She'ifis, and he's going to want money. He has a sviya, he gets this, that's that. It's interesting. The anti-Semites have been, you know, their taina to the Jews is that they're always looking for money. There's a taina in America that in Hollywood they were the ones that made the worst films. So Dal Mehochi, the people saying these things, but there is an element of emes to it. In other words, Uma Salem don't have such a big nefesh, so the amount to satisfy the Taibus Amomen is not as big. When a Yid takes his nefesh and is mechavrit to Mammon, then it goes beyond. And so on. Same thing with Taiva, and you know, the Yidin took their Kishrin and were meshatef it to Taiva, and they did produce a tremendous amount of things. So again, I'm not giving the anti-Semite right as much as understanding that this is what happened. We took our Karkas and Nefesh, and we even the Zionism, it was a tremendous move. The Azus of Klal Yisrael, the Midas Azus, that we don't care what anybody else thinks, and that odds that are impossible don't faze us, came from some place that is not Shaykh to Toiv, and that's why we have. It came from a good place, I mean, but it was harnessed to something that didn't bring out the best in it. So that's where you get the. So Mitzrayim, the average Mitzri was a Chamor, what was Zirma Susan Zirmosim. That was a Mitzias. Klal Yisrael, Bilam, who was a quasi Navi, attached it and brought out the worst in it. Behind the Kama, Mabein Tamir Shavarma Vinu, Rubein Tamir Shal Bilam Arasha. Tamir Avram, Ipnesha Imbe Machisaran, Aviesham Ashleimus. Umitzara Shleimus, Sheishbem Ruim Lechol Balam Hazim Lechom Haba. Treimer Chisaran Beheda, because Musulokim in a Heda in Ruim Olam Hazim Volam Haba. Vizesham Akos of Lahanchol Eva Yesh, Ke Yesh Uhefach Heda Vachisaran. Yesh is something which is Hefach. Heder chisard, but it's the same amalad of a zirim al oitza somi min a ayin ul olam haba. The dove is a yimala lehem, vakom the shleimus rishesham mibli chisard. So they can get everything because since they're not bali chisard, they can have it. Let's go back to that, to the marshal. A person whose nefesh is a nefesh toiv, and the only thing he wants are the things that he needs. And that are good for him, so it's easy. So it's possible to fill his nefesh. You give him X, give him Y, and he has, and that's it. So he could be margish yeshus. He could be margish having. Baruch Shem, I have yeshli koil. Mashain Cain, somebody who's a bal chisorin, he never has because whatever you feed, he's still missing. So he can't be yerush. There's no yesh. His whole metzias is heder. And he says it's a dry place, lifeless place. So he brings the two stodim, Avram and Bilam, Talmidim. It expresses itself. Can they ever get anything? If they are bali chesaron be'etzim, whatever they'll get, they don't have. And if they are bali milu, then they could be. It's possibly mala them and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. Good.
Yeah, good.